This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. Attorney General Craig Richards is in the process of hiring a special investigator to look into the handling of sexual assault complaints within the Alaska National Guard. Grace Jang, a spokeswoman for Governor Bill Walker, says Richards is vetting five candidates who have strong criminal investigation backgrounds. She says the person selected will be more of a fact finder and recommend whether a special prosecutor is needed. Jang says the special investigator will be charged with looking into allegations of sexual abuse, harassment, and cover-up, and whether the response of law enforcement was appropriate and procedures were followed. A new Congress and the Republican takeover of the U.S. Senate begin today. That means former DNR Commissioner Dan Sullivan will be sworn in as Alaska's 8th U.S. Senator since statehood. Alaska's senior senator, Lisa Murkowski, becomes chair of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee. She'll immediately be in the national spotlight because the Republican leadership has decided the first bill it will take up is the Keystone XL pipeline. Murkowski has scheduled a hearing on the bill in her committee for tomorrow, and as chairperson, she'll manage the debate on the Senate floor. On the other side of the U.S. Capitol, the House of Representatives is to be sworn in today. Alaska Congressman Don Young will not be there due to the unexpected death of his younger brother. Young will be sworn in next week. He'll miss the vote for Speaker of the House. A spokesman says Young would vote for Republican John Boehner in what could be a close vote. Boehner is expected to retain the gavel, but some of the more conservative Republicans have turned against him, primarily for not fighting harder against President Obama on immigration. Work continues on the Juneau Access Project, despite Governor Bill Walker's spending freeze, but it doesn't involve buying steel or moving dirt. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Juneau Access Road is one of six projects Walker put on hold during his first month in office. It would extend the capital city's highway system about 50 miles to the north to a new ferry terminal on Lynn Canal. From there, shuttle ships would complete the link to Haines and Skagway. In his announcement, Walker told state agencies they could complete what's already paid or contracted for, but he said no additional money could be committed or spent. Juneau Access Project Manager Gary Hogan says the Department of Transportation's current work is preparing an environmental review needed for federal funding and approval.
We just finished going through the public involvement process, and what we do next is review the comments, respond to comments, and evaluate and select the final alternative.
Hogan says that will take about a year and $600,000. He says no other work is planned for now.
We would have expected to go into design and construction, but that's been put on hold.
Governor Walker has made a very smart decision to put the brakes on the Juneau Road extension.
Emily Ferry works for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. SEAC says the Alaska Marine Highway System offers a safer, more environmentally friendly alternative.
DOT's own study shows the extraordinary cost of constructing and maintaining the road far exceeds the minimal benefits of making weekend getaways a little bit cheaper for Juneauites.
The agency says the road would do a lot more than that. It also says the project would ultimately save money by shortening ferry routes. Walker's decision did not make road supporters happy, but they say they're not giving up.
You know, disappointed in it. I don't know that that's the end of the project. I think it's a bump, and probably for all those other projects, too. I think, you know, they'll probably all come back at some point in time.
Wayne Jensen chairs the Alaska Committee's board of directors. He supports building the road to increase access to the capital city. He remains optimistic.
The stuff that's committed is continuing, and I think that's a good sign. They've got contracts committed and processes in play, and I expect those will continue until some point in time as there's a further delay or projects are reinstated.
Walker said low oil prices mean the state cannot afford the road and the other five projects right now. The state faces an approximately $3 billion budget gap for the current fiscal year and the same amount for the next one. Other projects put on hold are the Ambler Road, the Susitna-Watonna Dam, the Kodiak Launch Complex, the Nick Arm Crossing, and the Alaska Standalone Pipeline Project. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.